I thought we set a stall out quite well on early on, to be honest. I mean, it was quite a decent cup tie. We'd made a few changes from Saturday. It was good to see the two new boys come in, two debuts. I was pleased with that. It's all good experience for them. Created ample opportunities to get ourselves a goal tonight, but unfortunately we didn't make that.
We talked about the basics on Saturday after conceding twice from corners. Today was a long throw. Is that? Do you think more of the same?
Yeah. That's the biggest frustration for me tonight is two corners and a long throw today. We talked about this. We worked on this in the pre-season, and we'll keep working on it because it is something that we need to appreciate, and that again has cost us a football match tonight.
You say we saw a fair bit of possession from Charlton throughout the game. Clear-cut chances perhaps at a premium, but you were getting in and around the area and maybe not struggling with that final ball.
At a premium? I thought Nicky had a couple of glorious chances. I've just spoke to him in there. He knows he should have finished a couple off tonight. I thought we had chances to get a goal. But as I say, you know, it's all about confidence sometimes, and I felt we were snatching at one or two opportunities that came our way.
Not the ideal start to the Charlton career, the two defeats.
No, of course not. It's a process, isn't it? It's nobody likes to talk about stability. We're trying to do that, and we will improve. We will get better. There's no doubt about that. I thought there were even signs tonight, despite the changes. I thought there was some enterprising play at times going forward. But can we improve? Do we need to be better? Yeah, certainly. And certainly I'm not standing here making any excuses. We've lost a football match. We've lost two games now, and we've pointed that out. And how we've lost those two games, more importantly, as well.
You talked about that transitional period that Charlton are going through at the moment. You mentioned over the weekend you're hoping to get another body in over the next 48 hours. Hasn't happened. Is that deal still on, do you think?
Oh, yeah, very close. Yeah, very close.
And it's not been an issue because there's been a couple of times where you've said you were hoping to get deals over the line and haven't come within the time frame. It's not an issue at the moment.
Well, no, it's not an issue. That happens sometimes, doesn't it? You want to get them done, and sometimes they're agreed, and for one reason or another, you know, we have to change and wait and be patient, like we waited and we were patient for Rudd, like we waited and we were patient for Jason Pearce. Did you see that?
Yeah.
You see how patient we were?
Yeah, and you still feel confident you'll get the squad?
Yeah, I feel very confident, yeah.
Excellent stuff. And finally...
Despite your pessimism.
And finally...